All right, well, this morning we're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 7 and verses 7 through 12. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12. I hope you have your Bibles with you today. And we're going to be talking about the golden rule. And, of course, we know what the golden rule is, right? Whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, even so do you unto them also, Jesus said. Now, there's a lot of different versions of the golden rule out in the world today. And, you know, sometimes we paraphrase it like, treat other people like you want to be treated or something like that. But I want to think about specifically the way that Jesus phrased this, because the way he phrased it is very important. And it occurs within a context of some other verses as well. And we want to look at that context, and we want to see how Jesus relates these things to the golden rule, because he didn't just give us the golden rule by itself. He gave us the golden rule as a result of teaching us some other things also. So now, look at verse 7 here of Matthew chapter 7. Let's read these verses together. He says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you, then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. So when we think about this section of Scripture, we have five different things that are going on here. First of all, we want to note that this golden rule, it's a conclusion that Jesus draws from this section of ask and knock and seek. And what is the relationship between that? Well, we understand the golden rule is to be practiced based on needs. Secondly, we're going to see that the golden rule reflects God's character. Third, the golden rule is optimistic. Fourth, it is a practice of love. And finally, it is proactive. And so we'll look at these five things as we think about this section of Scripture and continuing to think about the Sermon on the Mount here that Jesus preached. And this is part of that great Sermon on the Mount. Well, let's look first of all that the golden rule is based on our spiritual needs. In verses 7 through 10 here, Jesus says, ask and it's going to be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. What is he telling us to ask for, to seek, and to find? It's the spiritual needs that we have within our lives. Now, he brings it to an illustration here in talking about how, you know, everyone who seeks finds, everyone who asks it will be given to you. If you knock, the door is going to be open to you. Because why? Because we know that if we have a child and that child asks something from us, then we're going to give that child what the child is asking for. If it's a need that that child has. But of course, Jesus is talking in the Sermon on the Mount about our spiritual needs, right? Our spiritual needs. And so when we have spiritual needs, how do we approach those things? You see, these needs compel us to ask, seek, and knock. If you're hungry, what are you going to do? and you don't have any food in the house, what are you going to do? You're going to go find some food somewhere. You may go down to Randy's Barbecue, or you may go over to Denny's or something like that. Or you may go to the grocery store. And in the grocery store, you may find something. But you're going to look. You're going to seek. You may ask somebody if they have something to eat. You may knock on a friend's door and say, "Hey, you got a cup of sugar I could borrow?" You know, that used to be a common practice, right? But we ask, we seek, we knock. When there's a need, we go out and look for it. That's what Jesus is talking about. We have spiritual needs. We need to go out and look for the answer to those needs. This is a call to prayer, too, in a lot of ways. Are we talking to God? Are we praying without ceasing? 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. Are we pursuing spiritual needs within our life? These needs are universal. Every single person has both physical and spiritual needs. And what are we doing to address those needs? You see, it's out of these needs that Jesus talks about the golden rule. There's a relationship between them. I have a spiritual need, and part of that spiritual need that I have is to practice the golden rule. I ask, I seek, I knock. There are other people out there asking, seeking, and knocking. The golden rule comes in to help me and to help them as we are seeking to fulfill our spiritual needs. But then second, the golden rule reflects God's character. Look at verse 11 here. He says, "If you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts or give good things to those who ask him?" You see, God is a great giver. He gives more than we can ever think about giving. You can't outgive God, in fact. And so when we think about giving, we should be thinking about who God is, what his character is. You know, in Romans chapter 5 and verses 6 through 10, we read about God giving the greatest gift that could be given, the gift of Jesus Christ himself. Paul writes, "For when we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commends his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." There's the gift of God that he gave. And God wants his children to be like him. This is, you know, what Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 5 and verses 44 and 45 when he was talking about loving our enemies, right? And he says, "Therefore, you shall be perfect," that is, complete, "just as your Father in heaven is perfect." And so God is complete. He loves his enemies. He loves everyone. And we need to be complete too. We need to have that same attitude that God has toward everyone. A giving attitude. I am going to give myself away to others. That's how we need to be thinking about love. That's who God is. God gives himself away. He gives himself away to us. He gives himself away to the world. Are we giving ourselves away toward other people in the service that we present to them? Hence, we must practice the golden rule. "Whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, even so do you to them also." That's giving ourselves away, just like God gives himself away. And so The golden rule reflects God's love. He loved us. He did toward us what we would want him to do toward us. And he practices the golden rule. But then the golden rule is optimistic. Now let's look at the golden rule itself here in verse 12. Whatever you would, and I like the word would better than the word want. The New King James Version says want, but the Old King James says would. And would is actually different than want. It's not the same word. It has a little slightly different meaning. And what is the slightly different meaning? The word would is optimistic. It's not just what you want, but it's the ideal of what you want. What you would that men should do unto you. In other words, you think about the best that someone can give to you, and you think, that's what I would that others should do to me. And that's what Jesus is talking about here. It's an optimistic rule, the golden rule. It doesn't mean that if we would want something to be done to us from the wrong motive, let's say, that would be okay. Let's say that I want something to eat. My wife says, okay, here you go. And she just throws a can of beans at me. Well, that's not going to work, right? That's not what I want. I wanted something to eat, yes, but I wanted more than that, right? I wanted there to be some care involved in it. I wanted there to be some love involved in it. You know, what I would that others would do to me. It's optimistic. The golden rule. And so it reflects optimism. It reflects the best of what people have to offer. And that's how we need to think about it. Many think about it in terms of, well, I'm just going to do the minimum. I'm not really going to do or act toward other people in the best way that I can act, but just in the minimal way that I can act. Just what I can get away with, you know. That's not practicing the golden rule. Practicing the golden rule means that we go above and beyond. It's going that second mile that Jesus talked about in the first part of the Sermon on the Mount. When he said, you know, if one would compel you to go 1 mile with him, go an extra mile with him. Go that extra mile. That's what it means to practice the golden rule. Act based upon how we would want others to act toward us specifically. And that always includes the best things, the best motives, and the best reasons. Now, we put that in our own mind and say, I'm going to act that way toward you. Optimistic. Number 4, the golden rule is a practice of love. This is loving other people as God wants us to love them. There's so many passages in the Bible that tell us to love our neighbor as ourselves, right? Matthew 22:39, Mark 12:31, Romans 13:9, Galatians 5:14, James 2:8. Maybe this verse is quoted, and this is an Old Testament verse, you know, it comes from the book of Deuteronomy. It may be quoted more than any other verse in the Old Testament. Love your neighbor as yourself. So the golden rule causes us to think about how I want to love other people and how I want to be loved also. How do you want to be loved? Have you asked yourself that question? You probably have some answers to that in your own head if you think about it. well, I would like to be loved like this, or I would like to be loved like that. I would like my beans served on a plate instead of in a can, you know. Maybe that's how you want to be loved. Even with a spoon or a fork. And so you take that thought and you say, okay, I'm going to turn that around and I'm going to do that to other people. If I want to be loved by having my beans on a plate served with a fork, heated up in the microwave at least, maybe, or maybe more than that, then I'm going to do that for others. That's the idea. I'm going to treat you like I want to be treated. The golden rule is a practice of love. And in that regard, it's introspective. We have to look inward to understand how to practice the golden rule. And our mind must be focused on good things in order to practice the golden rule. Think about Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, right? Where Paul lists many optimistic things. Whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are praiseworthy. They're virtuous. These are good things. We are supposed to think on these things. And when we have those things going on in our minds, thinking about those things, we can practice the golden rule, and it will be a reflection of our love towards others. And then finally, number 5, the golden rule is proactive. It is proactive. In other words, it doesn't wait for others to act. It acts first. Whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do also to them. So you're thinking, well, I wish so-and-so would do this to me. Have you gone out and done that for them? Have you been proactive? Have you pursued your relationship with the other person? In James chapter 4 and verse 17, we're taught about the sin of omission. And you know, a person can be a good Christian as far as avoiding a lot of sins within their life. They can say, well, I don't commit adultery, I don't commit fornication, I'm not a thief, I don't steal things, and on they could go, saying all the things that they don't do. But where is the list of the things that we do, that we're supposed to do? A lot of times, Christians will omit those things in their lives, thinking that just not doing the things that I shouldn't do is sufficient. It's not. There's so many other positive things that we're supposed to engage in. Personal evangelism, worship, taking care of our family, going out and serving others. These are positive things that we need to pursue actively, that if omitted, can condemn us just as surely as we would be condemned by doing something we should not do. That's what James 4 and verse 17 is about, where James says, "For to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin." And this is the great challenge of being a Christian and the great challenge of practicing the golden rule. It's not just to say, well, I didn't do that, something that's wrong, against another person, but rather, I did a good thing. I actively pursued my relationship with my brother or sister in Christ. I went forward. That is a much bigger challenge. And that's what the golden rule is about. It's not about sitting around and waiting to react. It's about going out and being proactive. How can I attack the day and bring it under submission in relationship to Christ? That's the question that we need to ask as we go forward practicing the golden rule. You know, James tells us also in James chapter 1 and verses 22 through 25 that we need to be not only hearers of the word, but doers of the word. And then he talks about someone who looks at themselves in a mirror and sees that there's a problem and then walks away and doesn't address the issue. But we need to be those who are actively involved in practicing God's word each and every day. Jesus would talk about it like this in John chapter 15 and verses 4 or 5. Abide in the vine. Abide in the vine. Remain in him. And how does that work? By following Jesus, looking at the things that he did in his life, and emulating those things in our life. He didn't wait when the disciples had dirty feet. He got down on his knees and proactively initiated washing their feet. That's love. That's the golden rule. Whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, even so do you unto them also. For this is the law and the prophets. Are my feet dirty? Do my feet need washing? We went out and played disc golf the other day, and I wore sandals. Oh, yes, my feet were dirty when I got home. So I stuck them in the bathroom sink and washed them off, you know, because they needed it. How many of us think about the needs of others in that respect? And stooping down to serve as Jesus Christ served. Abide in the vine. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20, Jesus says this among many other things. He says, you know, go into all the world and make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then he says this, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, to observe. That word observe there means to obey. Think about it. Sometimes you're driving down the road and you'll see an orange construction sign that says what? Observe state law. You've seen that before, right? Observe state law. What is that telling you? That's saying, hey, you're entering a construction zone and you are to obey the law as relates to this construction zone. When Jesus says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, he's talking about being proactive, teaching others, helping others to understand the message of the gospel, and emphasizing the truths that Jesus has given us in that message. The golden rule, it is proactive. It goes out and it seeks to fulfill the positive teaching that Jesus has given us in his holy word. The golden rule is based on our needs. We must seek, we must ask, we must knock. We have needs, spiritual needs, and those needs need to be fulfilled. We can fulfill them by practicing the golden rule. The golden rule is optimistic. It looks forward to things. It understands the positive nature of God's word. It thinks the best of others, and it demands the best of ourselves. The golden rule is a reflection of God's character. It's based on his love for us. He has demonstrated it first within his actions toward us. The golden rule is therefore a practice of love, as we are seeking to love others as we love ourselves. And it is proactive. How are we practicing the golden rule within our lives each and every day? You know, I know life is challenging. There's a lot of things going on. But let's think maybe this week, one time this week, if not many more times than that, how can I especially go out of my way to practice the golden rule? I'm not talking about just, and you can practice the golden rule in your regular job and your regular things that you do. Of course you can. But let's think, how can I especially apply this? Find that situation that needs you to apply the golden rule this week and pursue it. And see if there's something special that you can make happen in your life and in the life of those you are blessing also. Maybe this morning you're not a Christian and you're thinking, how does this apply to me, the golden rule? And the golden rule applies to everyone. But if you're not a Christian, you need to think about what God wants of your life. Because God is a person, just like all of we are persons. He's a spiritual being. And he wants to have a relationship with us, just like we have a relationship with other people. Does the golden rule apply to God? Whatever you would that men should do unto you, even so do you unto them also. Do we need to love God with the golden rule? What would God want us to do? What would we want to do in relationship to God? Should we not want to love him and serve him just as I want to be loved? Should we not love God? Of course we should. And what does that mean? It means listening to his word and believing it, repenting of our sins, confessing him as our Lord, and being baptized for the forgiveness of sins. That's what God wants of us, and we should want that of ourselves in relationship to God. Practicing that golden rule in relationship to him. Or maybe this morning you're a Christian, you need the prayers of the church so that you can practice the golden rule in your life better and more faithfully than you have been doing. It's a great challenge, I'll admit. And we all have failures from time to time. But with God's help, and with the help of his people, the church, we can certainly overcome those things within our lives. And so this morning, if you have a need, whatever it might be, we invite you to come now and make it known while together we stand and while we sing.